You know, to be inside today, just give us a good chance to, do some teamwork, get everybody acclimated to the stadium setting, work on all phases of our kicking game for the kickers, the returners, and so forth. It changes up the routine in camp a little bit, you know, going at night, going to the stadium. But starting to build in some more, like I said, team things and, players will be off on Tuesday and then, grind it out the rest of the week. So, by the end of the week, we ought to have been a pretty good, pretty high percentage of our fundamental playbook in all three phases of the game. So, that's where we're at.
We just came from Kevin's Hall of Fame induction. We were obviously there. Tom Brady came out at the end in a Kevin jersey. I'm just sort of curious, what you've observed maybe from the connection between those two, or just the connection that Kevin made with all those guys.
Yeah, well, Kevin, as I said, read off a lot of people that he thanked. It's a pretty big roster. I think all of us should be thanking him. So he had a connection with a lot of players. He was a great, great teammate, and also, made a lot of connections with the coaches and other people in the organization. It wasn't just player connections, so. He touched everybody in a positive way and very unselfish, worked hard, had great leadership because he did the right thing and he had the ability to bring people with him. So really all positive from Kevin.
Bill, in a couple of specific areas, ball security, let's pick up. What do you remember about seeing him in practice every day to improve in those areas the way he did?
Yeah, well, the blitz pickup was, a lot of work, a lot of snaps in practice, a lot of snaps after practice, corrections, just learning how to do it. We had pretty good linebackers, Teddy and Willie and, guys like that. So, practices were competitive. And the ball security, it was a little bit of an issue when I got here. Kevin and I talked about it. I tell all of our players about it. Ball security is important. It's ball security is job security. So. He took that to heart, and I think over the last, I forget exactly what it was, 7 years of his career or whatever, he only had a couple fumbles. So he made a great improvement in that area because he made a commitment to it.
What are the current players? You saw Kevin talk to the team after practice yesterday. How can they benefit from hearing from a guy like that who had the career?
Well, I think, all honesty, there's some guys that, don't know a lot about Kevin. Maybe they know his name. Maybe they know his a little bit of his connection with the team, but I think just the personal side of talking about what it was like as a player, why he's in the Hall of Fame, why his picture's up on the wall, why we all respect him so much. I think that's good for players that are new to the team to hear.
Bill, wondering what you've seen from the offensive line, specifically the center position. Obviously, you had a lot of people work out that position in the spring, now carrying on the training camp. Wondering, getting your impressions of what you've seen at that position.
So I'd say like every position, long way to go. Working multiple people at that spot, working multiple people at every spot. So we'll see how it goes. But I don't think we got a lot of guys that are working hard. We've moved guys around the offensive line like we usually do, the receiver position, defensively. So, it's that time of year.
And David Andrews, what kind of development has he shown you from his rookie year to now? Second year is always a big
deal. Well, David, played a lot of football for us last year. Smart kid. Very football savvy. He's got good instincts for the position. I think he built on last year's experience. He saw that in the spring. He's always had good command, but I'd say he's got more command, more confidence. Maybe sees things just, a little fraction of a second quicker because he anticipates it more and has seen it more.
How much growth have you seen from Aaron Dobson heading into the first camp?
Aaron's had a good spring and a good few days here at training camp. I think we've seen that from him before. Say Aaron's just for whatever reason hasn't been able to consistently be on the field and do it. When he's been out there, it's looked good a lot, but he hasn't always been out there for one reason or another. So hopefully, I know he's trained hard. Looks like he's in good condition this year. Hopefully he'll be able to stay on the field and continue to improve. I think that's really the key, you know, is not just being healthy, but being healthy to practice and improve. And Aaron's worked hard. He's made some big catches. So hopefully it keeps climbing in that direction.
We haven't seen a lot on the field from Tyler Gaffney. How do you anticipate his skill set could fit on the offense?
It'll be whatever he makes it. He'll get an opportunity like everybody else does. And, you know, we claimed him on waivers from Carolina 2 years ago, and, you know, he hasn't had a lot of opportunity on the field, as you said. You know, he's dealt with a couple of injuries, but I think he's a good player. And, I mean, he ran for whatever it was, 1,400 yards in Stanford. But Major League Baseball, I mean, he's a good athlete, he's a smart kid, he's tough, he's strong. So we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, like working with him. I mean, he's a great kid. Works hard in a kicking game. So we'll see how it comes together for him. Hopefully he'll be able to, same thing we earlier said about Aaron, be able to stay out there on a daily basis, work hard, keep getting better, and, you know, take his game up to a higher point.
Bill, it's only a week into camp, and already there are several guys in the offensive line who happen to be banged up, especially on the interior offensive line. Is there any concern that some important guys aren't getting work right now and that the line isn't gelling, or is it too early in camp for any of those types of concerns?
I mean, we always want to have as many people out there as we can. The guys that can't practice, do what they can do. The guys that can't practice, do what they can do. So let's make the most out of every day and every individual situation, whatever they can do. Hopefully we improve in that area. What they can't do, we don't let that hold them back from what they can accomplish.
Bill, I was wondering your initial impressions of Cyrus Jones on both on defense and on returning to camp.
You know, it's similar, I think, to what we saw at Alabama. Smart kid, athletic. You know, has obviously very good hands. He's got good quickness, good ball skills. I mean, led the nation in punt returns. I think you can see his return skills out there. So he's turns the ball over defensively, even get his hands on him. He's can make plays on the ball. But he's fast, he's quick, he's smart, he obviously is well coached, played in a great system at Alabama. And, you know, Nick did a great job with him like he does with all his defensive backs down there. So he's, you know, fundamentally a good technique player. But, you know, it's another level here. And so, you know, he'll have to make that adjustment like all rookies do. But I think he's competed well and, you know, there's a lot of things going for him.
His footwork.
What's that, two more?
His footwork, Bill, seems to be something that definitely stands out. Is that, curious, is that something that can carry over between the return game and playing cornerback? Is that that carry over in footwork, or is it a different type of skill?
Yeah, this is a little bit of a different skill. You know, as a returner, you're basically going forward, kind of like a receiver. You know, a receiver goes forward. Defensive back spends a lot of time going backward. One way or another, even if they turn and run, they're still having to go from facing one way to facing the other way. So, a returner is like a receiver. You're going forward, and you usually know where you're going. Whereas as a defensive back, you're spending a lot of time going backward, and you don't know where you're going. So, they're different.
Coach, you mentioned Kevin Falk. Made a lot of big plays, you know, as a player under you. Could you recall probably your favorite Kevin Falk moment?
There's a lot of them. They're talking about him today. You know, the two-point play against Carolina was a huge play. It's the only time he scored all year. So, you know, Kevin didn't have a lot of touchdowns. You know, it wasn't a big score. He was a third down, conversions and returner and, you know, more of a situational player. A touchdown against the Jets in the playoff game where they were an all-out blitz. And, it was another smart play. We were able to get him out. And, it was about a, 10, 12-yard touchdown, something like that. One play I remember for sure is the kickoff return he had against us when I was coaching in New York in 99, was it? This 90, yeah, right, 90, his rookie year, right. Ran it back to about the 5-yard line, about a 95-yard return or something. So I remember him on both sides. So many of his plays were just 3rd and 6 and he got 7, 3rd and 4 and he got 5, 3rd and 3 and he got 4. He just had a great knack, like Troy did. very instinctive player, had a great knack for playing the game, always seemed to do the right thing, even if it wasn't maybe to play, maybe there's no more there than what he could get, but he got what he could get. He did the right thing, made the right play. Maybe he's supposed to go out on a pass. He saw somebody come free on a rush, left his pattern to protect so we could get the playoff. I mean, whatever it was. And so that's what made him great, is all the little things, the kind of the unsung plays. They weren't little plays. They were big plays, but they weren't necessarily all the 90-yarders. They were just those plays that kept drives going. That third and 11 against the Colts in the AFC Championship game, and was it 04? We're on our own, I don't know, 10-yard line or something, backed up, and, you know, we get out of there on third and 10 with, you know, 11-yard conversion, and Corey ended up scoring on that drive, and that kind of iced the game, you know, plays like that. The Denver game out in Denver, the Monday night game, catches the screen after we took the safety and got the ball back, catches the screen pass, goes down and puts us in position, you know, where we hit Givens on the touchdown, but, you know, got us into field goal range. So we you know, if we'd made the kick, put the game in overtime. So, oh, man, it may just go on and on. And you know what? Those plays were all there in practice, too. I mean, it was the same thing in practice. It wasn't just the game. It was those, we ran those plays in practice, and he converted most of them there, too, you know. And when he was said, you know, he looked up to Troy Brown and tried to emulate Troy Brown, he did a pretty good job of it. Those two guys were between them, you know, receiver, running back. They both returned kicks. You know, they're both tough, great team players, clutch players, really good hands, caught everything, great decision makers, great teammates. You know, you're lucky to have one. You know, we had two. I feel blessed. Certainly they're great additions to the team. But Kevin, you know, 13 years, it's a long time for running back. And he was durable. You know, he was durable. All right.
Thanks,
we're good? Okay. All right. Thanks.